British authorities make more terrorism arrests. Security-related delays spill over to U.S. airports. And airlines ask the FAA to intentionally delay corporate jet takeoffs. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Pardon the laryngitis. Maybe the day off will help tomorrow. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 3rd, 2007. A total of 8 people are now in custody, 7 in the UK and 1 in Australia, in connection with 3 attempted car bombings last weekend in London and Glasgow. Authorities have identified the passenger who set himself ablaze during the incident at Glasgow Airport on Saturday. 27-year-old Bilal Abdullah is a doctor trained in Baghdad, a registered alien in the UK since 2004. He had been working in the Royal Alexandra Hospital in Paisley. Ironically, he's there now, listed in critical condition with burns over 90% of his body. Another 27-year-old doctor, a Palestinian named Mohammed Asha, is also under arrest along with his wife. Officials now say they believe the 8 under arrest are part of the same terrorist cell with links to Al-Qaeda. British Home Secretary Jackie Smith said Britain was facing a serious and sustained threat of terrorism. The public has been urged to remain alert. Travelers through U.S. airports will have to deal with some of the fallout from last weekend's events in the U.K. While the U.S. Transportation Security Administration says there has been no specific credible threat against U.S. airports, security is being increased, and so are delays. TSA told CNN that there will be more police and bomb-sniffing dogs at airports, and that authorities will be conducting random vehicle checks. The threat level for U.S. aviation has been at orange or high since last August. That's already as high as it can go without an attack having occurred. A AAA survey found that about 4.7 million people plan to fly somewhere between June 29th and July 8th, while about 34.7 million plan to drive over the holiday weekend. A CNN scan of major airports reported no unusual delays on Monday. Travelers and security screeners are on edge, however. An abandoned bottle of cologne reportedly set off a scare Sunday at JFK that closed one terminal for about an hour before authorities decided the package was harmless. The airspace around metropolitan New York City is always congested during peak airline traffic hours. When summer thunderstorms create unexpected delays, the ripples can leave airliners sitting on the ground for extended periods, waiting for takeoffs. JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty lead the nation in delayed flights. The airlines blame the weather and the FAA, but many industry experts say the airlines themselves are to blame for unrealistic scheduling and for piling too many flights into peak time slots instead of spreading their schedules out. Business executives who have the means bypass some of the delays at the big airline hubs by using business jets flying from smaller airports. In the New York City area, one popular outlet is Teterboro in New Jersey. Teterboro continues normal operation when the FAA uses ground delays to spread out traffic leaving the big three New York airports. On Monday, the Air Transport Association, on behalf of major airlines, called on the FAA to impose arbitrary ground delays at Teterboro whenever it delays airliners leaving New York's big three. ATA says since corporate jets now represent 30% of the traffic in the skies of the New York TRACON, the small airports from which they take off should be included in restrictions imposed to control airspace congestion. The Associated Press quoted an FAA spokeswoman as responding that the idea would be considered, but that the agency had other remedies in the works. Representatives of the Airline Pilots Association and Continental Airlines met on Monday and agreed to begin contract talks ahead of the April 2008 date called for in the current contract. Captain Tom Donaldson, chairman of the Continental Pilots Union, said, quote, "Continental Airlines management has shown that it is interested in working with its pilots in a way that other airlines are not. Working with employee groups and not against them is one of the best ways, we believe, of contributing to an airline's success," unquote. Captain Fred Abbott, vice president of flight operations for Continental, said open communication is part of the company culture. Quote, "We look forward to continuing and even strengthening the mutually beneficial, cooperative relationship we already have with our pilots," unquote. Just a brief program note here. Aero News will observe the U.S. Independence Day holiday on Wednesday. Our long-form Aero briefing and special features will take the day off, but our four-minute touch-and-go will continue to cover top stories. Up next on ANN, a former airline CEO talks about the industry's problems. Pilots in New England fly into the presidential TFR. And Alitalia is accused of discrimination in a lawsuit. You're listening to Aero News.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 400 is a fire-breathing turbocharged four-seater that carries 1,100 pounds and cruises 235 knots with a next-generation Avidyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. As high as flight level 250, way above most weather, and a max range of 1,300 nautical miles, the Columbia 400 is the kind of plane you deserve, whether you're a businessman on the go or a Sunday flyer in a hurry to his next great adventure. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144. Check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com. Do you think the only time your certified airplane can be equipped with a full emergency airframe parachute recovery system is when it rolls off the production line? Well, think again. BRS is the aftermarket leader in providing full airframe recovery parachutes for certified airplanes like yours. We manufacture the reliable parachute systems you need for a full range of aircraft, including Cessna. For your own safety and for that of your family members and loved ones, get the extra life assurance of a BRS airframe recovery parachute. In the event of an emergency, you'll never question the security of having one final option. Call BRS at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 3rd, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. The former CEO of American Airlines' parent company said Friday that mergers are not good for the industry and urged Congress to fund next-gen air traffic control and then, quote, get out of the way, unquote. Robert Crandall told CNBC, quote, the reality of airline consolidation is that it doesn't generate any cost savings, and in many respects it generates cost increases. It tends to create employee dissatisfaction and therefore further degrade service levels, unquote. Crandall also said trimming excess routes or redundant hubs may reduce costs and support higher prices in the short run, but, quote, whether that would have any long-term positive effect, I think is very much open to question, because there's a constant flow of new, aspiring airline moguls into the business, unquote. He said labor relations remain a serious issue for airlines. Quote, there are very strong unions in the airline industry. An inability of labor and management to work with one another in any sort of civil way has been a terrible curse for the business for years and years. It appears to be just as bad today as it ever was, unquote. Crandall was critical of America's outdated air traffic control system. Quote, this is one of the things that only government can do, and that government has done very badly. It has been underfunded, underplanned, undermanaged. We have a serious air traffic control problem, and we're falling behind Europe and Asia. We need to get on with it. Congress needs to get out of the way, give them the necessary money, and get it done, unquote. If you're not going to check for NOTAMs before you fly, at least try to watch the news. President Bush was hosting a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the weekend at Kennebunkport, Maine. Two private pilots wound up chatting with local police after they busted the TFR on Friday. Police in Sanford, Maine briefly detained and questioned a pilot who took off with a passenger for a pleasure flight on Friday morning, violated the restricted airspace about 9 a.m., and was told to land by officials at Sanford Regional Airport. The pilot complied as military aircraft flew overhead. Then, Friday afternoon, another pilot took off from the Laconia Municipal Airport in New Hampshire to get his plane inspected at Skyhaven Airport in Rochester. He also flew through the TFR. The FAA and the U.S. Secret Service ordered the pilot to land at Skyhaven Airport, where he was detained by local police for questioning. That pilot reportedly thought the temporary flight restrictions had expired, according to the Dover Democrat. The TFR was in effect from Thursday through Monday. Sanford Police Major Gordon Littlefield said, quote, I'm sure this has been a day they'll remember for a long time, unquote. Law enforcement agencies apparently deal with this often near the Bush family retreat in Kennebunkport. The names of the pilots involved were not released, and no charges were filed. Alitalia, the airline run by the Italian government, faces a discrimination lawsuit in New York. Market Day reports that the company has refused to comment on charges from Francesco Gallo, who was formerly managing director of the North American division of the airline He claims he was pressured to hire no one over 30 and no gays, lesbians, or blacks, and even to fire existing employees who fell into one of those groups. The charges were detailed in a lawsuit Gallo has filed against Alitalia. He says that when he protested to his supervisor, Giulio Labuti, his boss assumed that he must be gay and started harassing him. Labuti was subsequently transferred to an assignment in Rome. Three people died and two were injured when a helicopter went down outside of Magny-Cours on the way from the French Formula One Grand Prix racing course to Casteldonzi in central France on Saturday. One of the fatalities and one of the injured were Bridgestone Tire employees, and the other injured person was a relative of the injured employee. Bridgestone expressed its shock and sadness in the wake of the accident, according to Fox Sports. The helicopter was not identified by type. As of late Monday, the identities of those involved had not been released. Still ahead, Atlantis continues its return to Florida. Aviation Sales delivers its 100th PC-12. And the people who build the S-76 get to see it fly. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
When you can't be flying, you'd rather be, well, flying. Wings to Adventure Television is the next best thing. Hi, I'm Tom Gresham. Come join us as we fly old classics and new speedsters. We hit the best aviation museums and reveal fly-in hideaways. And it's all shot in breathtaking high-definition video. As host and producer, I get to pick what's on the show. So I always have fun, and I guarantee that you will too. It's on the Outdoor Channel. Airtimes and days are at wingstoadventure.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197. Or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 3rd, 2007. I'm Paul Platt. The space shuttle Atlantis continues its trek back to Florida after last week's landing at California's Edwards Air Force Base. The modified 747 that's called simply the Shuttle Carrier Aircraft, with Atlantis mounted on top, took off Monday morning from Nebraska for a refueling stop at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. NASA reports that once the aircraft made Fort Campbell, the ferry flight crew received a weather briefing and elected to remain there overnight. Atlantis could arrive back at Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Tuesday, if weather conditions permit. Aero News has learned that Aviation Sales Incorporated is celebrating the delivery of its 100th PC-12 aircraft. The milestone aircraft was delivered Monday to a corporate owner to replace an older PC-12, which had also been purchased from Aviation Sales. Located at Centennial Airport in Denver, Aviation Sales has been selling and servicing aircraft since 1971 and has been an authorized Pilatus dealer and service center since 1994. Aviation Sales was the first PC-12 distributor in the United States and has consistently been one of the top-selling centers since the program's inception. The company's territory encompasses the southwest United States, including Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. Their 100th PC-12 delivery brings the worldwide fleet of PC-12 business aircraft to well over 700. Pilatus tells ANN the next generation PC-12 features a number of improvements, including a fully integrated Honeywell avionics suite, a new cockpit designed by BMW Group Design Works USA, and a more powerful Pratt & Whitney Canada PT-6A engine. On Friday, workers in the Czech Republic were able to see firsthand flight demonstrations of Sikorsky's S-76 helicopter. That's the machine for which they build the airframes. Sikorsky tells ANN the flight demonstrations at Aerovodokody coincided with the kickoff of the 42nd annual Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, which runs through July 7th. Aero has manufactured S-76 airframes since 2000, completing its 157th airframe last week. As part of the festivities, 12 Aero employees were randomly selected for brief demo flights. As ANN reported, Sikorsky announced at the recent Paris Air Show, the company is actively exploring business opportunities for European partners for component manufacturing and service centers for the entire Sikorsky product line. And finally, there's more buzzing in Hollywood after reports circulated that Cruise flipped out again and delayed an international flight for over an hour. No, not that Cruise. Penelope Cruise. It's hard to know whether this is real celebrity news or just a slow day at a tabloid somewhere, but the Huffington Post quoted a fellow passenger as reporting that the beautiful brunette actress had a panic attack before the takeoff of her Continental flight from Newark to Barcelona, had to leave the plane, and caused a delay of an hour and 40 minutes. A representative for Ms. Cruise, however, said there was no panic attack, but that the actress asked to deplane when she was told the flight would be delayed by 4 hours. There were no reports of any other passengers asking to leave the plane. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. My guest today is Dave Savini, an investigative reporter with CBS2 TV News in Chicago. Dave's 8-part expose, Fly at Your Own Risk, has followed the unfolding story of an alarming security gap at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. Our daily Aero briefing will return on Thursday, following the Independence Day holiday here in the U.S. Our short touch-and-go briefing will be on its normal schedule to follow the top stories on Wednesday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.